Okay, so my next two are a pair that really I sort of borrowed and adapted from Ratnaguna's talk on I can't remember what it was, to do with the Dharma, really, to do with study, 15 points for study. So number three, if you like someone, make friends with them. So often we feel attraction to people. It may be because we have a similar background to them, we have a similar interest with them, we have similar life experience. We may be attracted to their appearance, we may be attracted to their personality, their qualities, even their virtues. Well, I suggest we make use of that attraction. It's like it's good sort of glue to get us going, as it were. And I almost think, in a way, I think something that Maitreya Banda was saying last night is, in a way, friendship is so rare, real friendship is so rare in this world, that, in a way, just use anything that can help. So I think that's any sort of attraction. If it brings you into a relationship with someone, we'll use it. Eventually, you'll need to go beyond it. Because real friendship is not just based simply on that attraction, except perhaps a mutual attraction for real virtue. We could see that as an attraction that is a real basis for friendship. But a lot of our sort of likes are in a way quite superficial in terms of the sort of attractions, but we can use them. So let's use them as a starter, even though we must eventually go beyond them. The next point, number four, is if you don't like someone, make friends with them. So in the same way that just as our likes for people are often quite superficial, quite often our dislikes for people are relatively superficial. I hope he doesn't mind me quoting it, someone in a group was giving me a nice story of saying he disliked someone because he was a bit balder than he was. He sort of eventually realised that. But it is quite often on that level that we, you know, dislike people just because of some little habit or appearance or things like that. And clearly one of the things we need to do in the spiritual life is go beyond our likes and dislikes. The Dharma is very much, I can't remember who it says, the great way is easy if we don't pick and choose. So practicing the Dharma is easy if we don't pick and choose, if we don't just go with our likes and dislikes. And moreover, I think it's very valuable to have a range of friends so that we don't just reinforce particularly limiting aspects of ourselves. If we're not careful, we can just reinforce particular limited world views or particular image of ourselves. For example, if we identify with the underdogs, then we can just have around us people who identify with the underdogs. In a way, that'll just reinforce a limiting view. And one of the things I quite like about over the years living in communities is the fact that, I've got to live with people who I would never have chosen, some of them I would never have chosen to live with. But there you are, you're living together, so you have to try and do something as best you can. It's very helpful to try and go beyond our dislikes to develop a range of friends. Another aspect of it is that sometimes what can happen is we don't like somebody because they remind us of something we don't like about ourselves. And so actually getting to know that person can mean that we get to know ourselves in a way. We start to face this side of ourselves that we don't like. So it can be quite illuminating from that point of view. And then sometimes, in any case, people who we dislike can actually, end up being very good friends. Maitreya Bandhu's famous for dare I say, for disliking people at first and who later become very good friends. I'm a living example. For some strange reason, when we met, Maitreya Bandhu disliked me. As I remember, I think it's principally because I was a doctor and I was going to become a psychiatrist, and as he had a nursing background, on principle, he disliked me. From my point of view, I sort of immediately liked him, and because of my own egoism, I couldn't understand it. Somehow it didn't entertain my, it wasn't part of my world view, that if I liked somebody, then of course they would like me. It didn't really enter my world view that somebody could dislike me if I liked them. So that was probably useful at the time, even though I've been disabused of that subsequently. So yes, if we don't like someone, try and make friends with them.